Portland employers are facing a costly dilemma in a dispute over the effective date of a hazard pay boost in the city's minimum wage. And rather than risk an expensive legal fight they might lose, some are already deciding to pare back staff or hike prices for customers. Fred Bever has more.
City voters this month approved the bonus for people who continue in-person work during a publicly declared emergency. In the course of the pandemic, it would raise the city's minimum wage by 50% to $18 an hour. Labor law experts say that if employers don't start paying that rate as soon as next month, they could be held liable for triple damages, plus legal fees.
In that period of time, they're between a rock and a hard place.
Attorney Jim Irwin told an online forum of the Portland Regional Chamber of Commerce Tuesday morning that the effective date of the hazard pay measure is open to several interpretations. They range from 30 days after the election, which is December 5th, to the date of a voter-approved increase in the general minimum wage, January 2022. Irwin adds that businesses could ask the Maine Supreme Judicial Law Court for a declaratory ruling.
And that could be done on an expedited basis and go to the law court on an expedited basis. We're still talking, 60 to 90 days at the very least.
Some employers say they can't afford to risk a wait-and-see approach and potentially face legal damages. Matt Moran is co-owner of the downtown restaurant Slab and Nosh. He says with cold coming and the pandemic keeping more people at home, he won't be able to keep up his usual winter employment levels.
So our focus right now is potentially move to a straight takeout menu, which would mean laying off up to 9 employees out of 15 at this point.
Other employers say they will try to keep up their staffing levels, but that will mean passing on the new hazard pay costs.
We have no place else to go other than parent tuition.
Lori Moses is the child care director at the Catherine Morrill Day Nursery, a Portland nonprofit daycare center. She says the hazard pay will cost the organization about $2,500 a week.
And some families won't be able to afford it, and then they won't be working. So we are the workforce behind the workforce. If childcare closes its doors, then that will have a ripple effect on other businesses who won't be able to have employees who are able to work.
The minimum wage measures were part of a package of progressive items city voters approved that were originated by members of the Democratic Socialists of America through a local committee called People First Portland. Organizer Kate Sykes acknowledges that the new situation may have some negative consequences, but she says,
what we're looking at is this ordinance has interrupted the race to the bottom.
Sykes is calling on the city council to meet with her group to jointly seek solutions, including ways to provide some sort of gap assistance to help keep people employed. Reducing police budgets, she says, could free up funds, for instance, to provide free child care.
You know, we've been punching down for so long. The business community has been taking it out of the hides of the workers for so long that they can't see the logic in actually looking to the state and looking to the feds and demanding those kinds of bailouts, if you will, for working class people, right?
In addition to seeking a court ruling, the chamber's experts say employers could urge the city council to call a special election to ask voters to clarify or even reverse the hazard pay requirements. But even that would take months. Meanwhile, lawyer Jim Irwin says employers should avoid talking together on any joint agreement to pay less than the law might require, because that could open them to antitrust charges. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.